All right, Miles, here we go, college football. Yeah, I know during our interview, senior interview during the season, you mentioned, you said, hey, I want to play a little college football. Morningside, here I come. And what about the school really stands out?
I like their business program is really nice. They like getting out in the community and like you working with businesses in the Sioux City area, which is really nice. And then obviously they're a really good football program. They've been in the won the GPAC conference multiple times and have been in the playoffs for 22 consecutive years or something, and have won 3 national championships in the last 10 years. Uh-huh. So they're a pretty good football program too.
You're following in the footsteps of the old man a little bit, aren't you? He went to college, played a little college football as a wide receiver. You're following, kind of falling in footsteps, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit. Going to a different school, but very similar. Hopefully I don't get moved to a blocking H-back like he did.
Really? I'd forgot, which going back to the day, I'm sure he had some great stories, but he got moved, huh?
Yeah, he was playing safety for a little bit and then got moved to a blocking H-back or something. He always tells me about how weird his offense was, so I'm glad I don't run that.
Great career here. I know fun during your senior season, you had a lot of memorable games. What stands out? I mean, there's got to be some highlights, some games that really stand out you'll never forget.
Sophomore year, the Hastings-Adams Central game really sticks out. That was my first game ever starting at corner. I've never played corner in my life, got moved, started that game. That was pretty fun to come out with the win on that. Thought I was going to get targeted a lot more than I did. I think I had 2 chances for a tackle, missed the one, and then got the other one. And I think the other one was a flag. I think I got an unnecessary roughness on it, actually.
So first time ever at corner, the coaches say you're starting corner this week. So very little practice time, huh?
Yeah. Like I had done it that summer a little bit, but not really. And it was just kind of got thrown into it and practiced it that week. Wasn't really sure what was going on and kind of turned out to be what I played for the rest of my career. So it was a good time to get thrown in, I guess.
But wide receiver's your baby. That's where you want to be, right?
Yeah. Wide receiver's kind of my bread and butter. That's what I'm going to go play is, I'm going to be an X receiver for them, which is the outside. And then with the way they run their offense, they'll move you around a little bit.
Was there any other school you're kind of interested in or kind of looked at a little bit besides Morningside?
Briarcliff was up there. I took a visit there, and I really enjoyed their campus and talking to their coaching staff. But after talking to some family and friends, I figured Morningside was the best fit for me.
So dad was a Doan Tiger?
Yes.
Yeah, so did he try to coax you in there or say take a visit, or it's entirely up to you?
No, it was kind of completely up to me, but it was kind of a weird situation because like, I had an offer from everywhere in the GPAC besides Dort and Doan, which was kind of weird, and we were all just kind of waiting for that Doan offer to see and just talk to the program, but it never came, so it wasn't really ever an option of like having to be go to my dad's alma mater or not, so that was kind of nice.
Basketball season's kind of been a bummer. Gosh dang it. Going back to, the Kearney Catholic game and haven't really had a chance to get back in the swing of things. That back injury's just been tough to deal with, huh?
Yeah. I'm guessing we don't really know when it started, but I'm guessing it started during the football season. Like the Lex game, I didn't finish the second half because I had problems. And like talking with the doctors and everything, they think my muscles are just kind of holding it together and pain managing. And after I got landed in those bleachers and just kind of stepped wrong, it probably just kind of pissed everything off, and the muscles are just like, I had enough of this, and so it's been getting better now, but it didn't feel very good for about 3 weeks.
It just got to kill you on the bench what you're watching your guys out there. It's like I can help, I really want to help, but you can't help.
Yeah, that's the hardest games is those 5-point losses, and which just those 5-point games are the hardest ones to watch because I might not score those 5 points, but I'll still try to keep them from scoring those 5 points. And those are the games I think I can make a difference in. Those are the hard ones to watch.
Will you be able to come back and do any track at all, or pretty much you're just rehabbing and getting yourself healthy?
It's kind of a mix of both. We're not 100% sure. It depends how fast it heals. I should go in. I think I go in first week of February or March. Sorry, and it is February. First week of March and get another scan and see if it's healed, and then I start my PT, and then hopefully I can get in and at least run the 4x1 and the 100 and the 200, but everything else is very up in the air.
I was going to say, to be a jump in this year, probably with the jolts and everything on a runway, is probably pretty much out of the question, right?
Yeah, triple jump's definitely out of the question. Long jump's still a slight maybe, kind of hoping, because that was kind of my chance to kind of make it to state in long jump, and that'd be nice, but it's whatever, and God's plan. Let's go wherever the road takes me.
Well, I remember this kid, a little itty-bitty kid back when he was going to school at Southwest. Just a little itty-bitty guy, and growing up, moved over here to McCook, and you've enjoyed your days as a Bison, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I enjoyed coming here and getting to know my friends more. Like, I always played on the travel teams with the McCook kids and everything, so my transfer here was pretty easy. I knew everybody and was still friends with everybody.